Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Wünschen is to wish. Wünschen. How would you say I wish? Ich wünsche. How would you say I wish you? Ich wünsche dir. How would you say I wish you Merry Christmas? Ich wünsche dir frohe Weihnachten. You see, Merry Christmas in German is frohe Weihnachten. Merry Christmas, frohe Weihnachten. Ich wünsche dir frohe Weihnachten. I wish you a Merry Christmas. So you see, wünschen is here a verb that requires two objects. One is accusative, Merry Christmas, the thing that you wish, and one is the person, the receiver of this wish, the dative object. Dear, to you, for you, I wish to you a Merry Christmas, we say in German. Ich wünsche dir frohe Weihnachten. How would you say I wish her Merry Christmas? Ich wünsche ihr frohe Weihnachten. How would you say I wish him Merry Christmas? Ich wünsche ihm frohe Weihnachten. You see, dir, to you, ihm, to him, ihr, to her. These are the dative pronouns because the dative is triggered here for the receiver of the wish in German. How would you say, I wish to you, sir, Merry Christmas? Ich wünsche Ihnen frohe Weihnachten. You remember, Ihnen is to you, sir. Ich wünsche Ihnen frohe Weihnachten. I wish you, sir, a Merry Christmas. How would you say, I wish you a Happy New Year? Ich wünsche dir einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. Okay, I know. This was a lot, so let's dissect this. Einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. This is one form, very common form to say it in German. Happy New Year. Actually, it means einen guten Rutsch, a good slide, ins neue Jahr, into the new year. So we say something like, I wish you a good slide into the new year. Ich wünsche dir einen guten Rutsch, a good slide, ins neue Jahr, into the new year. Ich wünsche dir einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. I wish you a good slide into the new year. Actually, I wish you a happy new year. This is the expression we usually use in German to express a happy new year. How would you say, I wish her a happy new year? Ich wünsche ihr einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. How would you say, I wish him a happy new year? Ich wünsche ihm einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. Why is it einen guten Rutsch? Because the accusative object, so what you wish, here der Rutsch The slide in German is masculine, der Rutsch. So in accusative, the accusative masculine article is den. So we have to add the en ending. Einen guten. Ich wünsche dir einen guten Rutsch. I wish you a good slide. How would you say, I wish you, sir, a happy new year? Ich wünsche Ihnen einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. So now let's try to combine this. We usually express this wish in combination. So we wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So how would you say, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? Ich wünsche dir frohe Weihnachten und einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. How would you say, I wish you, sir, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? Ich wünsche Ihnen frohe Weihnachten und einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. How would you say, I wish her a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? Ich wünsche ihr frohe Weihnachten und einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. How would you say, I wish him a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? Ich wünsche ihm frohe Weihnachten und einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb vorliegen, to be on hand. Vorliegen, to be on hand. Like when you say, which problem is on hand? So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.